Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over there. Hi there, gang. Here we are with another round-the-world cargo of supercharged silly soup, which will be ladled out as per your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here to stick his thumb in every bowl is your master of ceremonies, the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Well, evening, folks. How are y'all? That's good. And hello, fellas, everywhere. Well, we got a lot of surprises for you tonight, and the first one off the top of the heap is one of the nicest bits of feminine loveliness to ever cause the boys around the barracks to sharpen up their fangs and start wagging their tails. Oh, I'm talking about that ever-loving G.I. favorite, Miss Pat Friday, and here she is. Hello, Patrick. Well, welcome to Command Performance, Pat. Gee, you sure look pretty tonight.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
Oh, I like that dress you're wearing. What kind of a dress do you call that, Pat?
Oh, I don't know how you would describe it, Kay, but it has a dirndl front.
Yes, that's the dirndlest front I ever saw. Oh, but honey, it's good to see that you're still looking the same.
Well, you're the same too, Kay. Still looking.
Well, I tell you, Pat, I must say at this point, touche, my dear, touche.
Oh.
But I really don't feel too well, Pat. I need a rest, you know. I've been working too hard.
Well, you do look tired, Kay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, last night I was so worn out that I could hardly climb into that tree outside of Earl Carroll's. But I finally got up there. Boing! I hasten to explain that boring is out with a hot foot. Yes, sir, I've got to have a vacation, Pat. In fact, I've got Jerry Colonna out right now looking for someone to take my place for the summer on our radio show. But what are you going to sing, Pat?
Well, I thought I'd do...
Well, that sounds swell. excuse me, Pat. Hello?
Hello, Professor Colonna speaking.
Oh, Colonna! Colonna, eh?
Yes, to who am I talking?
Colonna, I told you before, it isn't to who am I talking. It's to whom am I talking. To whom are you talking? To whom are they talking? To whom is she talking? To whom is he talking?
Yeah, never met such a bunch of blabbermouths.
Please, Colonna, someday you're going to drive me crazy. I'll end up banging my head against the wall.
Oh, no, not that. I once banged my head against the wall, and a terrible thing happened.
What?
Peanuts came out.
Look, Colonna, you're supposed to be finding someone to take my place on the radio show. I hired you to do something, and if you don't deliver, you're going to end up holding the bag.
What's that?
You're going to end up holding the bag.
Better get off my lap, honey. They got television now.
Oh, grand. Say, I want some action out of you, Colonna. Find a good master of ceremony.
Oh, take it easy, Kaiser. We don't want to rush into this thing precipitously.
Colonna, don't use such fancy words. You don't even know what that means.
No, but you try to pronounce it.
Precipitously.
Better than a toothpick, isn't it?
All right, now you get on the ball, Colonna, and you do what I say.
Okay.
Go ahead and sing, honey.
Well, I'd like to dedicate this song to the men of the Fifth Army, where I'm told it's very popular. And also to Butch, Porky, Doc, Dora, Stonewall, and Preacher at APO 986. And finally, to the officers and men of the United States Battleship Iowa. And the name of the song is Iowa. It's a beautiful name when you say it like we say it back home. It's the robin in the willow. It's the postmaster's friendly hello. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. You'll remember it wherever you roam. It's the sumac in
September. It's the squeak of your shoes in the snow. It's the Sunday school and the old river bend. Songs on the porch after dark. It's the corner store and a penny to spend. You and your girl in the park. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. When you say it like we say it back home, it's a promise for tomorrow and the memory of long, long ago. It's the picnic ground and the whippoorwill call. Acorns and dew on the ground. It's the country fair and the odd fellow's hall. Meeting the circus at dawn. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. When you say it like we say it back home, it's a promise for tomorrow and the memory of long, long ago. Iowa, it's a beautiful name. When you say it like we say it back home.
That was really great, Pat Friday. Thank you. I hope it was just a coincidence you sang Iowa where the tall corn grows with me on the program. And now, fellas and gals, I know most of you hate the bugle, any kind of a bugle at any time, but here's a bugler's thing we've got cooked up for you that'll really make you jump for joy. It's the swing wing from the 1st Radio Unit of the Army Air Forces with Bugle Call Rag.
Yay!
Amen. That did it. Thank you, Swing Wing.
Well, I hope Kelowna has located someone that can take my place on our radio show. But in the meantime... Well, it's Jerry Kelowna.
How do you know? I haven't opened the door yet. Eager Beaver, isn't he?
Well, now, Professor, did you find a master of ceremonies? You know, I'm looking for someone to be funny on my program.
Aren't we all?
Listen here, Kelowna. This is important. Now, there isn't much time to waste.
Your troubles are over, Kaiser. Kaiser, just a minute. Haven't you got some punishment coming to you from the First War?
Kelowna, you're an unmitigated moron, a zany and an imbecilic nincompoop.
Guess I better start bucking for another stripe. But, Kaiser, I've got just the man to take over your job on the quiz program.
Well, has he really got a lot of talent?
Talent? Why, this boy has more personality than Bob Hope. But then, who hasn't? I'm only kidding. I may get fired in the morning.
Well, I got to be sure he's the right guy. Now, when he's interviewing the contestants, he mustn't allow anything to stump him. Can he talk fast?
Talk? Why, this boy will talk your head out. Come to think of it, you look much better that way.
Never mind that stuff. Now, where is this ball of fire you're talking about?
He's right outside. Brace yourself, and I'll call him in. Oh, Gabby!
Gabby, that's Gary Cooper!
There you are. There stands the product of the Kelowna Personality Course. 6 months ago, he was a strong, silent man. Today, he's brimming over with conversation and dynamic charm. Say something, Gary.
Howdy.
Hey? How do you like that? After only two lessons.
I can't believe it, Jerry.
If you think that's great, you should see him work with the opposite sex. He snows them under with forceful repartee. Go ahead, Gary. Show him what you say when you meet a woman.
Howdy. Ma'am.
I tell you, Kaiser, this guy is dynamite.
Yeah. One long stick. Now, look, Cooper, I'd be glad to let you take my place, but I don't know if you've got the ability.
Howdy.
Not now.
Now, for instance, Gary, supposing you're the quiz master on our show and things begin to get dull. You know, it starts to drag. You've got to do something to save it.
Uh-huh.
Now, millions of people are listening in. Could you think of something clever?
Nope.
Well, if you couldn't think of anything intelligent, what would you say?
Evening, folks. How are y'all?
Why, you've got nothing to worry about. This boy taking your place, he's the fastest talking MC in the business, aren't you?
Yep.
Doesn't he remind you of L.A. Speed Riggs of Lexington, Kentucky?
Now, Gary, maybe you don't know it, but you have to have a lot of qualifications to conduct a radio program. A fellow like Jack Carson is quick with a gag. Jack Benny is fast with the pun. And Fred Allen is dependable in the pinch. Well, what are you?
Tall in the saddle.
Well, I'm not exactly looking for a cowboy. You have to be more of an all-round entertainer. Well, what do you do in the way of entertainment?
All right, get in the way of it.
Oh, don't listen to him, Kay. My boy's a great talent, and I made him. When I met him, all he could do was roll a cigarette. Now he's making a fortune.
Entertaining?
No, rolling cigarettes.
Say, Gary, you must be able to do something.
Well, I can sing like them crooners do.
You? A singer?
Yeah, sure. I got everything that Sinatra's got, only on me it's stretched out more.
Well, say, Gary, how do you know you can sing like Sinatra?
I tried it out.
You did?
Yeah, sung to the cows while I was milking them.
Well, what happened?
You know anybody that needs a bucket of cottage cheese?
McKay, this boy will be sensational. You should hear him sing, "I'm Beginning to See the Light."
I'm Beginning to See the Light?
Yeah. Very realistic. He sings it with his head in the transom.
With his head in the transom, huh? I'll bet it makes a lovely duet with Bob Hope at the keyhole.
Now, speaking of duets, Cooper, and I have one worked out.
And Cooper do a duet?
Yeah, we do a duet. We'll be glad to sing it for anybody that wants to hear it.
I'd like to hear it.
Howdy. Thank you. Music, if you please.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, and the starry skies above.
That's all he wants. Little land. Give him some land. Any kind of land, even some sand, a few rocks, or even a little gravel. Anybody out there got a hunk of mud?
Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
Don't fence this poor lad in. Fence this poor lad in. Don't even try it. There isn't that much lumber. But if you must fence him in, at least make him comfortable. Give him something to help him pass those long winter evenings. Throw in Betty Grable.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever.
Send him off forever? Why, you people ought to be ashamed of yourself. Where can he go? What can he do? Don't fence him in. Glory!
I don't know. I guess they fenced her in, too.
Just turn him loose. Let him straddle his old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse. Let me wander. Wander till I see the mountains rise.
You see, he's not asking much. All he wants to do is wander over yonder in his cayuse. Look at that poor man. Look how thin he is. Look how thin his cayuse is. Together now, get it?
We want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till we lose our senses. And look at hobbles and we can't stand fences. Don't fence us in.
Cause you'll regret it.
Don't fence us in.
And don't forget it.
Don't fence us in.
And please remember, you get no bread with one meatball.
Well, thanks, fellas, thanks. That was beautiful. But I don't think Gary Cooper's just the one to take over my quiz program. I tell you what, I'll do a typical quiz and show you what I mean.
Okay, Diz, on with the quiz.
Now, I'll just select a contestant from the audience here.
You're selecting me.
I'm sorry, sir. I always pick my own contestants.
Well, up to now you have.
Just a minute. Who are you?
Robinson is the name. Edward G. Robinson.
Whoa, Edward G. Robinson! You know, Mr. Robinson, for a minute there you had me frightened. I thought you were a real tough guy, but not just a movie actor.
Yeah? Well, I'm not acting now. Come on, let's get going.
Gosh, I've seen all your pictures, and I know you're a killer in them, but you can't scare me now.
I can't, huh? Well, did you see the woman in the window?
The woman in the window?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I saw her, but there was an off-limit sign on the door, so I kept right on walking.
Never mind the wisecracks. Now, you start asking me questions, and you better have the money to pay off.
Oh, no. Not in the kind of quizzes I do. I don't pay off in cash. You're thinking of Phil Baker's show. Take it or leave it.
That's it? Take it or leave it. Come on, get going.
I'd stop this guy, but I think he's packing a rod.
What did you say?
I said, how many peas in a pod? How many peas in a pod, that's it.
Well, I don't know anything about vegetables. Give me some other subject.
All right, how about this category, state penitentiaries?
Now, just a minute, I didn't come here to talk shop.
Okay, now what subject would you like?
Well, let me see, now, what have you got on nursery rhymes?
Nursery rhymes?
Yeah.
Well, are you sure you wouldn't like to talk about something else? We have a lovely category on perfume.
Perfume stinks. come on. Now, get on with the nursery rhymes, will you?
All right, nursery rhymes. Now you fill in the missing words.
What do I do? What do I get if I do, huh?
Well, you get a dollar.
Well, I'd better.
All right, here we go for $1. Humpty Dumpty sat on a... Now, what did Humpty Dumpty sit on?
Well, what do you think he sat on?
That's close enough. You have a dollar. Would you like to try for two, sir?
Yeah, sure. I'll try for two.
Okay, here's your $2 question. Mary had a little
sheep.
Correct. That's right. Mary had a little sheep. His fleece was white as sneep. All right, you have $2, Mr. Robinson. Shall we go for $4?
Yeah, sure. I feel lucky tonight.
All right, for $4. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was...
Was Old King Cole.
Well, yes. Well,
of course.
But the missing word was he.
Oh, come on. Give me the $4 or you'll both be missing.
Well, Mr. Robinson, I'm afraid...
You're afraid of what?
Well, I'm just afraid. Here's your $4. Now, for $8, fill in the missing word. Little boy blue, come blow your
nose.
Well, it's really your horn.
Well, what's the difference? When you gotta blow, you gotta blow. Come on.
Okay. Now for the $16 question.
All right.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner
eating his Christmas toys.
Now, that's just silly. Well, what kid would chew up his Christmas toys?
Well, I did.
Oh. Now, Mr. Robinson, why don't you quit now with $16?
Oh, no. I feel lucky tonight. Come on, now. Shoot me the $32 question.
All right, here it is. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a...
In a tub.
That's right. How'd you know about three men in a tub?
Well, I had a room in San Diego.
Well, you're doing fine. Would you like to try for the $64?
Well, sure. I got nothing to lose but your company.
Okay. Here's your last question. For $64, fill in the missing word. Bye, bye, black sheep. Have you any... what's the missing word?
Have you any, Well, Kaiser, you'll have to help me a little on this one.
All right. The bye-bye black sheep, have you any?
Yeah.
Now, what's the most important thing in a sweater?
Are you kidding?
Well, come on now. What is it?
Wool.
Oh, that's correct. And you win $64. Thank you very much, and good night, Mr. Robinson.
Now, wait a minute, Bub. Suppose I want to try for the $128 question.
Oh, but $64 is as high as I go.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, come to think of it, neither would I. Okay, Mr. Robinson, for $128, give me the last word in this nursery rhyme. 'Twas brillig and the slaty toves did jar and...
Oh, hold on, wait a minute. What's that last word?
Jar.
Oh, I thought you said tire. Well, go ahead.
'Twas brillig and the slaty toves did jar and gimble in the wave. Oh, mimsy were borogroves and the moon wrath. What is the missing word?
Listen, Kaiser, come here.
But Mr. Robinson...
Come here.
Edward. Gee.
Now, listen, you. You're going to go around a thing like that. I'm going to tell you, and you'll be deader than the doornail.
Yes, sir. You have $128, and good night, Mr. Robinson.
gang, the old professor is hooked for $128. But I'm sure Eddie Robinson will give it back to me right after the program, I keep telling myself. Oh, anyway, here's that solid bunch of cats again, the Swing Wing, with this time playing selections from Common. Well, Tillen, you asked for it, and this is about the finish. But keep writing in, because we're very give-in-ish.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. We'll be right back.